Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Strike Season Podcast. Lot going on. It's media day. Where they go, Marlo?
Marlo!
I'm at the field.
So I'm just going to get a couple things out of the way. I'm going to make some people mad at me, but it's all right. It's going to be a good mad. Everybody has had their take today on this whole band of the year competition thing. That is fine. Everybody has a right to have their opinion on the competition. My only question is, if the prize money was $500,000 to $3 million, as opposed to, I think, $75,000, what I saw, if that is the difference between the prize money, are we having this conversation?
Nope.
That's all I ask. Because I'm about to reveal some stuff about myself. From the time that I was in ninth grade to my junior year, I competed in band competitions. My freshman year of high school, we went undefeated until the last competition of the year. So I know that there's competition in band. I was in drum and bugle corps. I know a lot of band heads in the HBCU world don't like me, but that's a competition. And it's a competition of different styles, of different like makeups. I told y'all before, you could get the makeup of the Cavaliers, who don't have women in their corps, to they're no longer in existence, but VK, who VK is the closest thing to, or was the closest thing to HBCU drum and bugle corps that there was. They didn't have no rules. They might come out there one night. It just depends. So, it's a lot of questions. I would prefer to say, hey,
what's going on.
Again, that's just me. I don't know how you feel about it.
I mean, I kind of told you how I feel before the show. I think it's kind of callous to say that. Oh, it's not callous. Art, music is an art form. I absolutely believe that HBCU bands and how we perform should be protected, right? But at the same time, art is competitive. You have media artists, right? When you look, you think about the Van Goghs and the Warhols and the Basquiat's, they all had nemesis. They all had other artists that they hated. And other artists also hated them because that is competition. So you will never be able to take the competition out of any form of art. Regardless of what that art form or what that art expression is. So to say, hey, I'm not doing this because of XYZ and HBCU bands are art form that should be protected. It's not a competition. That you just scream, so I lose it. I didn't win. I didn't get picked. So I'm gonna take my trumpet and go home because I don't want to be part of your raggedy band anyway. You don't know what you're doing.
And I understand if you don't like how the competition is being judged. I think the time to say, hey, what about these criteria was early on in the process or even in the off season. Say, hey, last year's criteria is kind of antiquated. we should do this.
So yeah, like raise your hand and say, hey, I think this might be unbalanced, right? Because I said it here last week, band directors are experts in their field to an extent. If you have a PhD in music and music theory, nobody can really tell you you're wrong. So if your field of expertise is band and marching band, and you see people inviting you to something or trying to pull you in on something, that's when you use your expertise to say, whoa, 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 whoa. I see what you're doing, but think about it this way.
There's a lot of egos in band.
It is?
Like when I say some of these band directors think they are above it all, and then it does a disservice to the kids, because the kids could be like, well, this could get us on the map. This could do this. The band director said, if it don't fit in my shoebox, I ain't gonna wear it.
They ain't gonna do it.
And that's what they do. And it's kind of crazy. Yeah.
I'm gonna move on, because the consensus could probably be you need to get it. A lot of news today that the Lakers, the Knicks made a push to Giannis, and Giannis is unhappy with the appearance of Milwaukee Bucks. You on the clock. Now you can get the animals and a couple bench players that we didn't play last year. Well, he can just free. It's up to you. But I know my job is still all football. The way my job is. In New York, one way or the other.
I mean, this was Mr. I love playing in a small market, so what changed? It can't be because they ain't put people around you, because they ain't put people around you at the start. You kind of, I hate saying lucked up and won a championship, because I think that diminishes the hard work. But for lack of a better term, you kind of lucked up and got that championship, buddy. So now is you want out. What changed? I mean, because I'm pretty sure black Americans tried to tell you years ago that Milwaukee was an ass hat of a city and you didn't want to listen.
Man, Dame gone. It's just him. He see what he got around him. He know he ain't winning.
No,
and he looked over New York.
You look at the day of the team he won the championship with, and who we actually went up against.
It's Milwaukee Bucks. Do right. Just do right.
Do right about what? Giannis makes millions. Do right by what? He got paid even when he was hurt.
Yeah, he did.
They hired his brother, who wouldn't have been on no other NBA team.
And honestly, that was to their detriment. So if he's really upset about how that team is going, that's his fault. Because his brother should have been over there in the stands with a pair of Apple's ones on.
Or a pair of Giannis's.
Hello. But he over there on the bench taking up salary cap space. And now you mad.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
So, You know, like I said, New York.
Excuse me.
You know, it is what it is. You know what? I just thought about it. Somebody responded that to the whole band thing, and I just realized we're streaming on Facebook.
That's fine. I still see what I see. I'm not backing down from it.
You're not wrong at all. My whole thing is that HBCU alumni are very different on Facebook than they are on Twitter.
Boy, look at them the old heads on Facebook, man. The book of the face.
Listen, the old heads.
Y'all gonna stop talking about me. Y'all gonna stop talking about me.
Hey, them be the old heads on Facebook. You love them, bro. But jeez,
Marlo, just be honest. Sometimes you want to see them people in church. Don't do that. Because I know it's some Florida State alumni that kept kicking me out the Facebook group that a couple years ago, it might have been an ugly situation. Because you're going to talk crazy to me and then kick me out of the group? All right.
In my Florida tongue, that's some puss-ass shit right there. If you're going to say how you say what you feel and let me respond. Don't say what you say and then kick me out.
And they were still
posting. That's why I don't be posting. Because I'm from the old school. That's why old people stay on Facebook. Like, y'all be getting these little Twitter spats. My pull-up game too strong.
I have not. Yes, I have. Because I think I told me at Mike to meet me on Facebook. I didn't y'all so bad one night. So...
Marlo don't still post on Facebook because Marlo don't have the ability to filter himself. So, but
and I don't.
Oh damn! That's what I'm talking.
Marlo got me thinking crazy. They started Black Media Day. The women were up first. Very interesting.
I'm low key upset. We missed it.
So it was. Had this been last year, to be honest with you, to do all the traveling, I would have had the money to do the traveling. But this year, we're doing a lot more with the podcast. We are traveling a lot more, and I just had to make a judgment call because it was either go to Birmingham today and not go to the football game on Saturday and risk ass cutting my sleep. So,
and I just bought another camera lens, so I'd rather do that than go drive to Birmingham.
You know what? I need to go to Coco and get my camera out of storage. It won't be this week though. I'll probably have it in time for basketball season.
Real quick anecdote. So Ash is playing soccer again. He said that.
Do we need to pull up on the coach?
Oh no, nah, this is different. Whole different league. This is a competitive league too. So he really got to work. So Ash, he said that if I score 10 goals, can I get them messy soccer shoes? Them soccer shoes $270. So you know I looked like the stats was right. But the stats online said he had 4 goals. I said, ooh. His mama called me back. If you looked at that website, see how many goals he got, it's wrong. He got 7 goals. He just had 2 last game.
We passing the collection plate for sock shoes, or what we doing?
That's what I'm
You know what my child would have to do to get $270 for the shoes? first of all, I would have to see a contract.
You know, I played on a Nike sponsored team, right? When I was playing AAU ball. So we got shoes and stuff, but sometimes the shoes and stuff went short to like June or July, but we started playing in May. So by the time we got to May, the shoes that my parents had bought me for high school ball, they were done, right? Them shoes were cooked. I'd already played 18, you know, anywhere from like 12 to 20 games in them shoes already. So my dad gave me $100 budget for shoes one time, right? And then he went to the mall with me and my mom, mama to ensure that we only spent $100. Because he knew if he told her $100, them $100 shoes was going to turn into like $150 shoes real fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about dog put on his shoes and his hat. It was like, oh, I'm going with y'all. He was like, wait a minute, man. You don't never go to the mall.
You knew what time it was.
Yeah. Went to the mall. I'm talking about stood emphatic foot action while I tried on shoes and was looking at prices.
When Ash went a shoe size and them prices went from $50 to $75 to $150, oh yeah, we shopping different now. We 100% shopping.
Yeah.
So
I'm only 5'6" and I still wear 10.5. So he was real upset.
Sweat Media Day was a day for the women's side. And always different because if you weren't in the SWAC last year, the awards, you're not eligible for the preseason awards. So teams like Florida A&M, who have a lot of transfers, I think Valley had a girl from last year that was on. Oh, actually, no. So Valley, they have a bunch of transfers. So teams that have a bunch of transfers didn't really make the list because of the rules that you had to play last year. But 2025, 2026 season, and at some point we're going to get Liv on the show to go through what she think about it. But Kyla, I want to make sure, hopefully I'm saying her name right. Kyla Walker from Alabama A&M was the preseason player of the year. Defensive player of the year was the lady from Bethune, Damani Dorsey. And then the first team SWAC was Kayla Walker from Alabama. Leandro, oh, wow. So I'm going to put these names up. I apologize. I will get SIDs and get the correct fans. Lanaya Masanat. Hope I'm saying that right. Jackson State, Nakia Cheatham. Nakia Cheatham from Alcorn State, Monty Dorsey from Bethune-Cookman, Kiara Henderson from Alcorn State. Alcorn got two young ladies on 15. It could mean something, but again, when transfer error, so who knows?
No, because I remember watching that Alcorn versus FAMU game when they played them in Alcorn. I kind of understand why them two young ladies are on the team. Got ranked that high in preseason. I don't think they're gonna have a repeat of the season that they had last season, but I understand why. I think for me personally, I got Coach Keith and Texas Southern a little bit higher than the media got them, but I think it's personal because I know Coach Keith and I know how she can push a team and get a team right because they showed a lot of promise last season.
Yeah, so that was the first team. July Cotton from Dallas. Again, if I'm not saying these names right, I will get with your SID. Janice Kelly from Bethune. those are the your sweat preseason players. Those are going to be your sweat preseason all sweat players. The thing that's interesting to me, again, the women always come out, y'all dressed in nines. Y'all dressed in nines. I saw some three-piece suits. All you needed was the tie. Because I'm finna go find me a pinstripe black suit right now.
I saw a couple. I want to know what their mama look like.
Yeah. Coach Thornton was doing what Coach Thornton do. Man, look. This is style in the swag. Now, I don't know about the MEAC. The MEAC, I don't really know about it. I'm telling you, you can have a whole new way of style. But today, they brought it. They absolutely brought it. And I don't want to get too into the women's preseason. We are going to bring Liv on. I apologize. We're going to bring Liv on and have that discussion because she has a real in-depth take on this season.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, there's some storylines. Quite dramatic. And when I say the women's side is do have compelling stories, they do. There is serious daytime going over on the men's side. You have Coach Curry going back to media day after 1 a.m. State. You have why can't I think of Alabama A&M basketball coach? We interviewed Dante, of course I can't think of his last name. I'm having a brain fart. But anyway,
Dante, he goes Dante Guinea.
Is it Dante Jackson?
No, it's Dante Guinea. Guinea, he is a Tallahassee legend in terms of basketball. I think he played at Rutgers High, but it's Dante Guinea.
Okay, so he's going over. No, it's Dante Jackson. It's Dante Jackson. Yeah. He's going over from Grambling to Alabama. I don't know why the brain caught it on because we've had him on the show.
You're talking about the men. My fault.
The men.
Yeah. Ignore everything I just said. Guinea left FAMU women's assistant coach, and I think he's at Grambling now.
So he goes over to Alabama A&M. Still have Alabama State just went to the NCAA. So while all of this swirling around, Alabama State is the reigning SWAC champion. And then on top of that drama, I don't know what Pretty Ricky did down there in Daytona. Ricky Theus put together him a squad. Highlighted by Dr. Bradley. Those who don't know who Dr. Bradley is, Dr. Bradley was at UAPB last year. And I think he averaged, like, the first three games, he averaged, like, 30 points and 0 assists. So it was some insane number. That he made it on. Especially
Just saying, you can get all the ones that don't like the Cody.
They have a, I got to give credit. They have an incoming on paper. They have a very formidable sport. And then we have Mr. Heisman, Charlie Ward at Florida A&M coming in. And of all the teams that I've studied,